Councilmember Mary Mulhern placed the green jobs item on the workshop agenda. She says creating green jobs helps to solve environmental and economic problems at the same time.
You're giving people jobs, they're local jobs, and that's going to spur economic development. So I think there are the definition of what a green job is a job that helps the environment, that pays better than a service job, and that is available to anyone with the right training.
A recently formed group called Green Jobs for the People is working to make sure that a portion of the stimulus money for sustainability jobs reaches low-income and at-risk populations. On Thursday, they told City Council they want collaboration and equitable distribution of funds. One member of Green Jobs for the People is Tony Watts, CEO of CDC of Tampa, a nonprofit that works to revitalize neighborhoods.
Green Jobs for the People calls for the City of Tampa to take advantage of funding for green jobs, training and placement funding in the Stimulus Act to develop our community's capacity to open pathways out of poverty.
Taryn Sabia is co-founder of the design collaborative known as Urban Charrette and was one of 13 people to speak during the public comment section of the workshop. She announced plans for her new business called Sun of Power to bring more than 75 jobs in solar power to East Tampa.
Because we know that that is a place that would really benefit from having a headquarters of this nature here in the city. We also need assistance in job training for these new green jobs. So any help that we can get, including working with the CDCs, we hope to collaborate with as many organizations as possible.
Lisa Monteleone with Rising Force Construction agreed with other speakers that the city should hold a green summit to connect people with ideas with those seeking green jobs.
So if we can pay some specific attention and get some specific information on how those dollars will be utilized, when they're coming, who we can turn to would be fabulous.
Tampa's Director of Growth Management and Development Services, Cindy Miller, says that $3 million of stimulus funding for making homes more energy efficient has come to THAP, the Tampa Hillsborough Action Plan, a not-for-profit organization. According to Miller, households that qualify, such as a four-person household with income less than $44,000, would be eligible for $6,500 of weatherizing. In response to City Council questions about other federal funding that Tampa might be eligible for, Miller said she isn't able to provide specifics yet.
And it's not that we are being silent because we're not actively looking at things, but we are now waiting, I believe it's about 2 weeks away. We're waiting for the federal government to do their notice of availability of funding. And that is, we need to see what rules they are putting, how they are packaging these grants. So that's going to be the first step. There's already been appropriations this year. And I think what we're looking at for the future is appropriations coming out of budget appropriations when it comes to congressional action. But in, I believe, the first week of May, the federal government has indicated they will make this information available as to what grants will be made available.
There was confusion among council members about how much federal funding the city is receiving. Some said there's $3 million in weatherization funding that will be administered by THAP, but Council Chair Thomas Scott says the number is higher.
With this money, there's a time constraint. And what someone told me was that with the $32 million that we've been allocated, that's supposed to be coming to the City of Tampa alone relative to green jobs, that they have to spend those dollars within like 90 days, have to be able to do the job. That's a lot of money.
The confusion led Councilmember Mary Mulhern to make a motion asking for a report from city administration about what grants are being applied for and how much stimulus funding the city expects to receive for green jobs and weatherization of homes. Mulhern's motion passed unanimously, and council asked to hear from administration on May 7th.
Well, it was great to hear from all the people ideas about what they wanted to do, but I think it became very clear that we don't know what the city is doing, what the administration is doing to get some of the stimulus money, and I think that we need to know, and the public needs to know, and council needs to know, so I think that, you know, one of the things that came out of it is we need that report that we asked for in 2 weeks to hear what's happening.
Another member of Green Jobs for the People, Reverend Warren Clark, is Associate Director of FUSE, Faiths United for Sustainable Energy. Clark says he is encouraged by the public's interest and the whirlwind of entrepreneurialism in the community.
Well, I think that there is a real hunger for specifics. That's what's really coming out of the council meeting today, specifics on so where is the funding, what organizations does it reside, how can that funding be made so that it becomes useful to the broad community? And how can we develop collaboratives so that we move swiftly as far as reducing carbon emissions in our area and at the same time creating jobs that are equitable?
In related business spurred by comments of several members of the public, a resolution by Councilmember Linda Saul-Senna passed unanimously. She asked for the administration to revisit city construction rules in order to encourage cisterns and reduce fees for people installing green roofs. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.